Ladies and gentlemen, from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Brought to you by Pasquale's Pizza, Don Pico's, and The Rib Shack.
You having any of it?
Also brought to you by our new sponsor, Baystar Security Patrol.
Let everybody stay where they are.
Carol's Meats, Midtown Market in Brisbane, California. Brought to you by Route 66 Moving and Storage.
I did feel different. I did feel different.
And the WBO.
You're going to have to fight me first.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
When I lose the championship, they'll have to carry me out.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I blinked and I cured my brain.
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio waves. Before I go any further, let me wish a very happy Father's Day to every father out there. I know not every father's happy, but I just hope everybody has a happy Father's Day tomorrow. Anyway, lots of things to talk about in the next hour right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, as well as the American Forces Network. And, of course, we are around the world on the internet, sportsbyline.com. We'll talk boxing. We'll talk MMA. We'll talk a little music today. We'll talk about old school. We'll talk about new school. I mean, we're going to do a lot of stuff today. And, of course, tonight I will be at Ricky Sports Theater in San Leandro, California, on Hesperian Boulevard, a couple of blocks off of East 14th Street, for the big HBO card featuring Saul Alvarez and Ryan Rhodes. Of course, that's an HBO Boxing After Dark main event, as well as the Strikeforce card featuring Alistair Overeem. He is the Strikeforce heavyweight MMA champion. So lots of stuff to talk about, including a little Tower of Power where I spent a couple nights with this week. Of course, at San Mateo, I want to thank Emilio, Jack, the road manager, and the entire gang, and I hope Doc Cooper's wife, Yvonne, is feeling better. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. You tuned.
Today, security is paramount. Now, with that being the way of the world in 2011, Baystar Security Patrol is your security specialist. Whether you need one guard or 50, Baystar Security Patrol CEO Mike Chandra, a 30-year police veteran, is without question the man to call. Be it one-time events or the full-time services of Baystar Security Patrol 24/7, they're available to serve you with a staff of highly competent and well-trained security professionals. Baystar Security Patrol has plainclothes officers available for events. Baystar Security Patrol can be contacted by telephone at 650-259-7661 or go to the internet at baystarpatrol.com. When it comes to your safety, be it your own, your family, or your customers and clients, you want the best available, and that's Baystar Security Patrol. 650-259-7661. Baystarpatrol.com. When famous people or regular folks are in San Francisco, they all go to one place when they want great ribs. It's the famous Rib Shack in San Bruno, California. With an organic array of ribs, meats, and chicken, the world-famous Rib Shack, located at 223 El Camino Real, that's a half mile south of Highway 380 in San Bruno, is where the president and his crew eat. And anytime baseball legend Dusty Baker is in town, he too makes sure that the famous Rib Shack is on his agenda. And when we throw a party here at the Sports Byline Studios, the famous Rib Shack has supplied us with the world's best ribs. You can order online anytime at FamousRibShack.com or give them a call at 650-952-2809. Now remember, you don't have to be the president to get the best ribs in the world. Just stop by the famous Rib Shack at 223 El Camino in San Bruno. Check out the FamousRibShack.com website. The famous Rib Shack, San Bruno, California, a proud sponsor of Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
You know, I'm knocking out all bums, and I... Wait a second. I'm on the web 24/7. I'm talking about the website, folks, ringtalk.com, your inside look into the world of boxing.
Whether you live in the San Francisco Bay Area or you're visiting for business or pleasure, if you crave fine Mexican cuisine, Don Pico's Original Mexican Bistro, located at 461 El Camino in San Bruno, California, is the only place to go. With award-winning chef Isaac Mejia in charge, Don Pico's is without a doubt both a customer and food critic's dream. With organic recipes highlighted by Neiman Ranch meats and five-star service, Don Pico's Original Mexican Bistro has no peers. They're open Monday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Don Pico's Original Mexican Bistro can be contacted by phone for a party or special events catering at 650-589-1163 or check out their website at donpicosbistro.com. The critics, customers, Yelp, and Google all rate Don Pico's Original Mexican Bistro numero uno. Find out why. For more information, go to their website, www.donpicosbistro.com, or call 650-589-1163.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
The horns of the mighty Tower of Power. Playing tonight in Stockton, California, the 25th. They will be in Alameda, Pleasanton, California, the Alameda County Fair. And then the 22nd, I believe they're in Petaluma, California, which is like the chicken capital of the world. It used to be the egg capital of the world. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network. Well, folks, Floyd Mayweather back in the news again. Of course, every time Floyd's in the news, it's news, but it's not always good. And so we're going to check in with my ace from L.A. I'm talking about Mr. KP, Kevin Perry. What's up, Kev?
What's up, man? Makes me laugh when you say that.
Well, you know, what can I say? What happened yesterday with Floyd? Floyd was supposed to be somewhere. He had a subpoena to be somewhere, and what happened?
Basic story is Manny Pacquiao's defamation lawsuit against Floyd Mayweather and also Roger Mayweather and Floyd Sr. I guess Floyd Mayweather, as many people know, he has a fight on September 17th against Victor Ortiz. Because of that, his lawyer had done an emergency,
motion to be delayed. Yeah.
The deposition until after his fight, and the judge denied that. So Floyd was supposed to testify yesterday, and at the beginning of the trial, and he didn't show up.
Isn't Manny Pacquiao and his people, aren't they a bunch of punks though for coming up with this lame ass lawsuit? I mean, why not settle this fight in the ring? Why not just take the random drug testing and settle this fight in the ring? You know, it's gotten to the point now where if Manny Pacquiao was on the juice, he can be off it now. I mean, he didn't look good in his last fight at all. In fact, he didn't look anything like the explosive Pac-Man we had seen in prior fights against even lesser opponents. So maybe either he's going downhill, he's hit his peak, or maybe there's a chance that he's not taking anything anymore or he's taking something different. But the bottom line is, I think this is a punk-ass move by Manny Pacquiao pulling this thing. I really do. I just don't. I don't believe that a fight like this should be settled in a courtroom. I think these guys should settle this at the negotiation table and get it on and make $40 million each. Why Manny Pacquiao is won?
I don't think this should be settled necessarily in a courtroom either, but bottom line is, and I think that the biggest issue with this is even before Manny Pacquiao and Floyd Mayweather went into negotiations for a fight, Floyd was making these statements. And I think that's what really was the problem here, is he was saying all these statements, and then after the fact, he wants the guy to go and, do the Olympic-style blood testing, which is somewhat legitimate, in my opinion. But at the same time, Pacquiao did originally agree to urine testing randomly all the way up to the day of the fight and after. And
I think that would have been
legitimate enough, at least at this stage. I mean, no other major sport in the United States does any blood testing, does any real legitimate random testing. So I think to even do that is asking of a lot, because no one is doing any of that stuff right now. So I do understand the position of Floyd Mayweather. But at the same time, Floyd Mayweather has never done Olympic-style testing in any of his fights except for the fight against Shane Mosley. So all of a sudden is he asking Manny Pacquiao to do this type of testing? What, because he actually is going to fight a guy that has a chance of beating him?
No, you know what, Kev, you sort of sound ridiculous sometimes, a little silly, because I know you've got a track background, and I know you've done some running. And for you to have to run against a guy that's either taking EPO, he's got 45% more oxygen and 45% more red blood cells in his blood, 45% more oxygen, can train 45% harder, can recover 45% faster. And you're the one sitting here saying, oh, yeah, well, maybe he shouldn't take the drug test. And plus, he wanted the 14-day window. You forgot to include the 14-day window. He did not want to take any tests outside of 14 days.
Well, I understand both sides of the argument, but the bottom line is, and I've done a lot of reading and research on this, and I was actually reading something the other day, and one of the gripes that a lot of athletes in the Olympics had about the blood testing is it's extremely hard to train for an event when blood's being drawn from you while you're training for something. I mean, it's a big gripe that guys have. I think a lot of people – in their minds, they say, "Yeah, you know, I'd be willing to take any." None of those people have done the actual testing that these people are referring to.
A few have,
and Andre Ward is a perfect example. But he is somebody that fought in the Olympics. It's a lot different training for an Olympic event. That is a boxing match. I mean, there are two totally different things, professional prize fighting, that is actually being tested for.
I would think that a professional boxing match in which people are out there betting money on, it's sort of like the horses. It's a racetrack. You know, you don't want your jockey pulling back on the horse. You don't want your horse juiced up. You don't want one horse on Valium or something like that. I mean, you want it to be an even deal. And I think it's even more important for a fight of this magnitude, especially considering the reputation, boxing being the red light district of sports, that he should. I think that Manny Pacquiao, in order to set an example, he should have said, you know what, I'll take blood tests as many as you want. I don't care. Let's just get this on. Let's do this.
I agree 100%. He should set an example, but at the same time, if the guy says that blood being drawn from him makes him weak, I think that's a legitimate...
Well, what about the needles? What about the needles at first?
It's extremely legitimate that if somebody was drawing your blood, just say, for example, 2 days before the fight, 3 days before the fight, the day before, 5 days before.
Originally, he said he was scared of needles. And then I had to publish that picture on the internet of him having them tattoos made on his arm when all that blood and all the needles were going into his arm. So he sort of dropped that story real fast after I burned him
You got to remember, it wasn't Manny Pacquiao who said he was scared of needles. It was Bob Arum who stated Pacquiao was afraid of needles.
Okay, well, you know, Bob Arum, the most honest man in the world. What's his famous quote?
Nah.
On his epitaph, on his gravestone, he was saying just what he told the press one day. I was lying to you yesterday, but today I'm telling the truth. I swear to God he said that one time. I'll never, ever forget it. Anyway, we're talking with Kevin Perry, folks. He is featured at ringtalk.com. He is an outstanding writer and a very good radio talk show host as well. We do have open phone lines, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Check us out via the email, ringtalk, one word, RINGTALK, ringtalk@yahoo.com. All right, let's change subjects for a little bit. Guess who's going to fight again? I can't believe this guy's going to fight again. I would have thought he'd have hung it up after his last fight, after getting knocked silly. I'm talking about Fernando Montiel is going to fight June 25th against some Venezuelan in Sinaloa, Mexico. I mean, considering the knockout he took, considering the concussion he suffered, considering the fact that he was just all but obliterated by Nonito Donair just a couple of months ago, man, this guy's got some stones coming back from boxing again.
Yeah, he does, but I mean, I think when you're fighting one of the top 3 to 5 fighters in the world, I think it's not so bad. I mean, it's bad in your career that you lost, but at the end of the day, you could say, well, you know, I lost to the better man. I lost to one of the best fighters in the world. But that doesn't mean he can't beat the majority of the fighters out there in his weight class.
No, but that's not what I'm trying to say, Kev. Kev, what I'm trying to say is this fight took place in February, okay? Now we're in June. March, April, May, June. That's 4 months, okay? I don't think 4 months is long enough for somebody to recover from having boxing experience. Never been knocked out, but having boxing experience and having watched guys suffer brain trauma and re-injuries and double concussions and things like that, and lots of brain bleeds. In fact, I've watched three guys die in the ring in my professional career in person. So my thing is, I think he should have took a lot more time off than he's taken off, and I think that this is a prelude.
Well, he's fighting in Mexico, right?
Yeah, this is a prelude to some brain damage. I really do. I think this is bad news, man. I put it this way. If I were his people, I would have had him out of the gym at least 6-7 months before I even let him take a punch again. I just think I can't believe they would let him back in the ring. I mean, because not only was he concussed, he went into convulsions a little bit there.
Mm-hmm. And as far as anything with his medical tests, have you heard any details on?
Well, the great medical tests they do down there in Mexico. Hey, how are you? I'm fine. Okay, you passed.
Well, you heard about Austin Trout fought in Mexico, I think, about a week ago against David Lopez.
And they tried to say,
he tested positive for marijuana.
No, actually, he didn't. They didn't take two samples. They didn't separate the samples. They didn't seal them. They didn't sign them. There was nothing done. You can go to Austin Trout's website.
Well, his original test, anyways. But the thing I wanted to bring up was, why are they testing fighters for marijuana? I mean, since when was marijuana a performance-enhancing drug?
It doesn't matter. I'm telling you, this marijuana, it's the evil weed. Don't you understand? Marijuana is a gateway drug to all the other drugs, heroin, cocaine, crack, speed, all this stuff. It starts with marijuana. No, it doesn't. It starts with cigarettes and booze. That's where people get hooked on drugs, with cigarettes and booze. Those are the gateway drugs. Marijuana is not the gateway drug. I'm not going to do a pro-marijuana commercial here this morning or anything like that, because I don't smoke weed at the moment. Anyway, but the bottom line is, or I haven't smoked it in a long time, I'll put it to you like that. But the bottom line is, listen, the marijuana thing's always been questionable to me. I've never understood it, really. I mean, I know they suspended Nick Diaz. They took a fight away from Nick Diaz. Nick Diaz, out of Stockton, California, the current Strikeforce welterweight champion, is 170 pounds. He fought in Las Vegas. He tested, so he had so much weed in his bloodstream that they decided they were going to change the result of the fight. And they took the fight away from him, and they called it a no contest, or he lost, or whatever it was. But anyway, they took away the win. So just to show you how weird these guys are getting on weed, I mean, it's never been done before. I've never heard them take a win away from a guy for weed, but in an MMA fight, they did. They did just that.
And I think that, to me, that's one of the problems with the drug testing nowadays is it's like the drug testing they're doing is so backwards. I mean, we're in 2011. They're testing guys for marijuana, drugs like that, instead of spending more time trying to test guys for drugs that are actually going to enhance their performance. Because, I mean, in my opinion, I don't see what benefit smoking marijuana is going to give an athlete preparing for a contest. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense. I mean, if it's a moral issue, it's a moral issue, because the drug's illegal. That's a whole other story. But, I mean, it's not a performance-enhancing drug, and I beg for someone to come up with evidence that shows that it helps a boxer or any athlete's performance.
All right, Kev, I got to let you run, but before I do, let me tell you this. Fernando Montiel has trained 7 weeks. That's almost 2 months. So he took less than 3 months off after a knockout like that, and that's just not healthy. Anyway, I thank you for your time, man. I'll talk to you real soon.
All right, thanks a lot, man.
The great KP, Kevin Perry of ringtalk.com. 25 and a half minutes past the hour. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network.
Are you in need of an IRS tax bailout? Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals that specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. During these tough economic times, the IRS is looking for every penny they can get, and we know how to negotiate with them for you. We've settled millions of dollars of back taxes for a fraction of the cost. Call 800-390-9240 now and find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking on your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240 now. You still have time before the tax laws change. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. This single telephone call with one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals could save you thousands. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240. That's 800-390-9240.
Would you serve your family water that's loaded with prescription drugs and pesticides? Over 53 million Americans are drinking water with contaminants that are tested to be above the federal health guidelines. Call Aquasana Water today and speak with one of our water specialists, and we'll give you a free analysis of the drinking water in your area. Call right now. 800-608-5769. 800-608-5769. Our filter systems are certified to reduce contaminants and leave in the minerals for crisp, clean, and healthy water for you and your family. We want to help clean up the water supply in your area one home at a time. So call us right now, speak with a water specialist, and get a free analysis of the drinking water in your area. Call right now. 800-608-5769. 800-608-5769. 800-608-5769.
Do you suffer from arthritis, muscle soreness, muscle cramps, or joint pain and stiffness? If so, Arthritic Max Arthritis Relief can help you. Scientifically advanced Arthritic Max Arthritis Relief combines the new Miracle Cure Celedrin with clinically proven pain relief ingredients to not only reduce arthritis pain, but to eliminate it. Apply it once in the morning and once in the evening for 24-hour relief. Arthritic Max Arthritis Relief is easy to open and easy to use, so there are no lids or caps to struggle with, and there are no messy tubes. Don't let arthritis, muscle soreness, joint pain, or stiffness slow you down or limit your daily activities. If you're looking for relief, get Arthritic Max Arthritis Relief. Available at arthriticmax.com.
Yeah, I think he just passed.
Let's see how much more punishment. Now he taps. That's it. He's had enough of Bobby Lashley. He had to tap. He tapped about 30 seconds earlier. And a lot of damage done to the left eye of Bob Sapp.
Nine and a half minutes past the hour. You Got to Funkify is the man that wrote that song. We'll be here in about 10 minutes to talk about the great Emilio Castillo, a boxing fan. His father was a hell of a fighter back in the day as well. So we're going to talk some old school boxing with Emilio and talk a little Tower of Power a little bit later. Before I get to my next guest, and he is the king of MMA when it comes to ringtalk.com and ringtalk worldwide, talking about slamming Sammy Perez, it appears that Randy Savage, born Randy Poffo, that was his real name. He was a professional wrestler, 58 years old, that died a couple of weeks ago. He died from ventricular fibrillation. It's a type of diseased heart that can lead to a sudden heart attack, but that's been brought on in the past by the use of steroids, and Randy used a lot of steroids. So while the coroner's report hasn't come back, that was the cause of death. I wanted to get that in before I brought in Slam and Sam. What's up, Slam and Sam?
Pedro, how's it going, buddy?
Doing very good, man. Randy Savage, were you into Randy Savage at all? I mean, the Macho Man, he was a bit more than a professional wrestler. He was a bit of an iconic guy. Did the Slim Jim commercials and...
Oh, he was a legend, man. I have to admit that back in the 80s, I was pretty much into the WWF, and Randy Savage, of course, with the Hulk Hogan, the Mega Powers, I was all into it. So, yeah, Randy Savage, for sure, a legend.
Okay, speaking of mega powers, man, Alistair Overeem, of course, I'll be watching this fight tonight at Ricky Sports Theater over in San Leandro, California, folks. That's about a block off East 14th Street on Hesperian Boulevard, real close to the BART station, real close to just about everything as far as San Leandro is concerned. But the bottom line is Ricky's will be hosting both the Saul Alvarez, Ryan Rose, HBO Boxing After Dark broadcast, and the broadcast we're about to talk about right now, the Strike Force quarterfinals of the heavyweight tournament. And the champion will be in the house. I'm talking about Alistair Overeem. Talk to me about Alistair Overeem.
The guy's at the top of his game, Pedro. That's the best way I can put it. I mean, he's a beast, 6'6", 245 pounds. And as far as being in his prime, he's in it. He's in it right now. The strange part about Overeem is the guy he faces tonight actually holds a win against him, Fabricio Werdum, 5 years ago when they fought in Japan. Fabricio Werdum defeated Overeem with a submission hold. However, like I said, that was 5 years ago. Overeem has changed a lot in the last 5 years, not to mention that his frame has changed. I mean, he used to fight at 205, believe it or not. When you see the guy tonight, it's hard to believe he actually fought at that weight at one time.
Are you suggesting that he's taken some nutritional supplements that might be illegal?
I'm not suggesting anything, although I am going to say that for a period of time there when he was fighting overseas, I didn't see Overeem for a while. And then when he surfaced about 3-4 years ago and won the Strikeforce heavyweight championship against Paul Buontello, I couldn't believe my eyes when I saw him. And so I'm not in a position to question anybody, but I will say this. The guy did fight most of his career overseas. That's all I'm going to say.
Now, do they test for anything over there in Japan at all? I mean, he was fighting in Pride.
Difficult to say if they do much of anything over there. I mean, the truth be told, from what I understand, a lot of things went unnoticed when it came to fighting in Japan. Unfortunately, one of the things that went unnoticed is a lot of fighters wouldn't get paid, from what I also understand. I believe that from stories that I've been told by professional fighters, unfortunately, the Yakuza had a hand in some of those events, and it's kind of hard to question when you're a foreigner, an American fighting in Japan, who you're going to go to as far as not getting paid.
Okay, speaking of Japan, a young man, 48 years old, he suffered a stroke. I'm talking about, Nobukazuku Harai. He was a professional wrestler, and he got into a dressing room fight with a guy named Yoshi Taro. Okay, and then he went out there and he did a match, and he had a stroke later that night. He's had no brain response since then, so it looks like he's done. He was like one of the main guys over there for All Japan Pro Wrestling, and that caused the president, KJ Mudo, to resign. He's a part-time wrestler, but he's going to resign as president. Nobody broke up this fight in the dressing room, and these guys are fighting for real, and these guys are monsters. Can you imagine that?
Once again, Pedro, when it comes to Japan, I've heard much stories. Unfortunately, I've never had a chance to be there personally, but I've heard numerous stories from different fighters in terms of how things are run, the organizations are run, how things are done inside the dressing room. And it's definitely a lot different from the way things are done here in the States. That's all I can tell you.
Well, I tell you what, I stayed at the Tokyo Dome. I stayed right next door to the Tokyo Dome in Tokyo for a week when I was over there with the WBC, I think in 2000 or 1999. And they were very, very respectful. And it's really hard to believe that any corruption can come out of these people because they say very little. I mean, in fact, you know, Tokyo is one of the most populated cities in the entire world, yet I never heard a horn honk over there. And I was talking about major traffic jams. They're just too cool. But then you have the Yakuza.
Well, you know, like I said, the one thing I don't want to do is come across as though I'm bad-mouthing the country of Japan or Asians in general. But I will say this, and this is not just categorizing a Japanese. This is categorizing anybody. You know as well as I do, growing up, the one thing that somebody would tell you is the person you need to fear is the one that's always quiet. And so when you say that it's hard to believe that any corruption could come from these people who were so respectful yet so quiet, it's always the quiet ones you need to worry about. At least that's what I've always been told.
This is Slammin' Sammy Perez, folks. He will have a review of the Strike Force show tonight, of course. That's beginning at 10 p.m. Eastern time. The prelims start at 5 o'clock on HDNet, right?
That is correct. 5 prelim fights on HDNet for those that have it. And then the main card will be shown on Showtime this evening. The other fight, besides Fabricio Werdum and Alistair Overeem, which is the main event, the other quarterfinal round features Brett the Grim Rogers, who only has 11 pro fights total in his career. And he's fighting a former UFC heavyweight champion and a guy with loads of experience in Josh the Babyface Assassin Barnett.
You know what, Sammy, I got to cut you off. We're running up on a hard break here for the American Forces Network, but I do appreciate it. I love you, and I will look forward to your review at ringtalk.com. Okay?
No problem, Pedro. Take care.
To say hello to the wife. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Next up, the godfather of Tower of Power, Emilio Castillo, right here on Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 877-499-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-877-499-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. Call 1-877-499-MYTV. 1-877-499-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-877-499-MYTV. 1-877-499-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-877-499-MYTV. That's 1-877-499-MYTV.
This is a special alert for car owners. If your car has less than 120,000 miles, or if your current warranty is about to expire, you now have the ability to get a premium 5-year, 100,000-mile extended service plan at deeply discounted rates. Consumers Choice Auto Care has set up a toll-free number so you can cut out the middleman and get a free, no-obligation quote direct. Expensive repairs will cost you nothing. In fact, you pick your own repair shop and we'll pick up the bill. You can relax knowing your coverage includes free 24-hour roadside assistance, free flat tire service, free jump start service, and free towing. Plus, it's backed by a solid A-rated insurance company. Be one of the first 15 callers with your insurance card and mileage and get a 25% discount by mentioning this ad. Call now for your free quote. 800-249-5084. That's 800-249-5084. Don't wait for a breakdown to break your savings account. Call 800-249-5084. That's 800-249-5084.
If long-term unmanageable debt is making your life miserable and you're tired of living from paycheck to paycheck, get ready for a toll-free number that will change your life. Trinity Debt Management has been helping people just like you cut their interest rates by as much as 60% and increase their credit scores by up to 200 points. In fact, they have a proven program that has worked for thousands. If you're ready to consolidate your bills into one manageable monthly payment and pay off your debt, then call for a free, no-obligation analysis. Trinity's certified counselors will explain the entire program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow. To cut your interest rates and help your credit score, call Trinity today at 800-899-0615. That's 800-899-0615. Get a fresh start. Call for free information now. 800-899-0615. 800-899-0615.
But when all else fails, I got to groove. Rocko, make it funky.
Spoon. 40 minutes past the hour, you're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. That's part of the new, brand new Tower of Power CD/DVD. 40 years of Tower of Power. You can catch it at Amazon.com or just go to TowerofPower.com and order it right there. Of course, it is produced by my next guest, who happens to be the band leader, the founder of Tower of Power. The godfather of Tower of Power is what I call him, Mr. Emilio Castillo. What's up, Mimi?
Hey, Pedro, how you doing?
Doing pretty good, man. How are you today?
Very good.
That's good. Now, two nights this past week, June 15th and June 16th, Wednesday and Thursday in San Mateo, both shows rock. Tonight you're in Stockton, California. Then you go to Petaluma, California, probably pick up some eggs real cheap up there. That's June 22nd. And then you go to Pleasanton, June 25th, for the Alameda County Fair. I won the Menudo Festival over in Pleasanton. I'm not talking about eating either. I'm talking about boxing. We had the Menudo Festival over there. We had a big boxing event. And I showed up there and wasn't prepared to fight. This was back in the days when you sort of fought on a whim. And what I mean fought on a whim is I brought a fighter over there to train Emilio. And I had a couple of beers the night before, and I wasn't even close to my fighting weight of 139 pounds. I think it was like 145, 146. And they said, Pedro, we need somebody to fight in the main event, and you got to do it. I said, I don't want it. I don't have any trunks, any shoes, nothing. Anyway, the bottom line was they put me in a fight. I ended up winning. I was very fortunate. But that was my heyday in Pleasanton, California. But you guys will be there June 25th. And then you head off to Paris, France, Spain, Netherlands, France again, Italy. Man, you're like the hardest guy. They used to say James Brown was the hardest working man in show business. Have you replaced him now or what?
Well, we're following in his footsteps, that's for sure.
Yeah, no question about that, man. So talk to me. Now, your father has a boxing pedigree. He has a boxing background. And his name is Jack?
Yeah, my dad's name is Candelario Jack Castillo.
Okay, and he's over in San Leandro still, isn't he, or is Oakland?
No. He's out in San Jose.
San Jose. Okay. Well, talk to me about his boxing. Now, he grew up in Detroit.
Yeah, we grew up in Detroit, you know, until I was 11 years old. Then he brought us out to the Bay Area. But he had come from Laredo, Texas to Detroit, like a lot of Mexican people did, you know, during the war to come work in the factories. And he came out there and he started boxing. He was a lightweight. And he actually sparred with Sugar Ray Robinson, Jake LaMotta, Willie Pep. And his trainer was Eddie Futch.
The great Eddie Futch, of course, his wife, Eva Futch, is a little bit upset with me because I said something about a friend of hers on the show a few weeks ago. But the bottom line is I went to Eddie Futch's funeral, and Eddie Futch and I go back a long ways. In fact, when he was in his declining years and they put him in a wheelchair to wheel him to an outdoor event, I said to him one night, I said, Eddie, are you falling apart physically? He says, no, I'm losing it mentally. I mean, that's how honest he was. He was the most honest man as far as boxing is concerned, he's one of the most honest guys I've ever, ever encountered. You know, when he stopped that fight with Joe Frazier and Muhammad Ali in the Philippines, a thrill in Manila back in 1975, some people knocked him for it. They said, well, there was only one more round. You should have let Joe come out and finish the fight. Well, Joe might have got seriously hurt if he wasn't already seriously hurt there. So I think he was the king of compassion. And without a doubt, one of the greatest trainers of all time, a Hall of Famer who never signed a contract with anybody. Everything was done on a handshake with Eddie Futch.
Yeah, my dad sings his praises. He said he was a great man.
He was a great man. So who'd your old man spar with besides Ray Robinson?
Jake LaMotta, Willie Pep. And so, you know, he was just an upcoming fighter. He had a few fights, a few professional, not much. But He told me, you know, he said, honestly, he said, you know, he said, I got out of the ring. Because I always thought it was because of my mother that he got out of the fight game. But he said, no, he goes, I didn't have the heart for it. He goes, I realize that now. He goes, if I really wanted it, I would have stayed. He goes, but I didn't. He goes, that's not what I wanted to do.
Okay. You and I both watched Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. a couple of weeks ago. He's like the heir apparent to Mexican greatness now. And, you know, he weighed 180 pounds for a 160-pound fight. He weighed in at 160, and 24 hours later, he was 180 pounds. And they were calling him a superstar. And I was really hard-pressed to give him a fight, let alone to say he's a superstar. What was your overall opinion of him?
I agreed with you. You know, I was watching the fight. You know, I'm a fan of his dad. You know, his dad was a great fighter. And at first when they said the name, I was like, well, that's not him. You know, and, oh, wow, it's his son, you know. And I'm watching, but to me, the other guy looked good.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, I mean, he won the fight, but I wouldn't say he won it handily, you know. And I wasn't impressed with his, just the way he looked, you know, as a fighter. I mean, maybe he'll develop, I don't know. But I agreed with you. It wasn't an impressive win.
He's got 44 fights now. I think if he isn't, if he isn't close to what he's going to be, he's never going to be anything more than what he is. And his arms are short. I mean, he's got this big, tall, lanky frame, but he's got his father's 5'6" arms. I mean, he's almost 6 feet, but he's got these little short arms. That's why he had to work inside so much.
I didn't even notice that, but yeah, he was tall for sure. I was like, wow. I didn't know that he fought that much already.
Yeah, I remember when he was like 6 or 7 and 0, and I interviewed him in San Jose along with I can't think of his name right now. Anyway, but we were doing this television interview, and he hadn't shaved. He didn't shave. And I said, what do you mean you don't shave? He says, I don't shave. I said, not at all? He says, no. He said, I don't shave. Why do I need to shave? I don't have any hair growing in my face. So that's how green he was at that point. But I will say this, though. You know, he did test positive for steroids, and he was suspended for taking some diuretics, which were used to allegedly mask steroids, and that was about a year and a half ago. So he hasn't got the cleanest record in the world.
Oh, wow.
See,
I'm surprised his dad would allow that.
Listen, his dad, I'm going to tell you some legendary stories about his dad. His dad used to stay in a hotel. We were in Monterey, Mexico, and his dad was fighting, it wasn't Greg Hogan, that was in Mexico City. I forget who his dad was fighting. But we were in Monterey, Mexico, me and Emmanuel Stewart and everybody, and we're kicking it. And I see Julio on the second floor and the fourth floor of the hotel, and he had a room on the fifth floor. Well, the reason why he was on the fourth and the second floor was he had two different women in the hotel. One was on the second floor and one was on the fourth floor, so I guess he didn't believe in that old school Eddie Futch thing about, you know, laying off the sex before fights because Julio was getting it both ways.
Pedro, you better watch your mouth, man. He might come after you.
He's too old and slow now, man. Come on, I wouldn't be worried. I'm not even concerned about his kid, let alone him. But no, we're talking with Emilio Castillo, folks. Of course, he is the leader of Tower of Power, and Tower of Power has just released a 40-year anniversary CD / DVD. It's a live performance from the Fillmore, and it's got some interviews from the San Mateo County Fair as well. And what they did was they combined these two events, and they put them into a CD and a DVD, and, of course, with Larry Braggs on lead. And was it Sam Moore that came in and did that singing?
Yes, Sam Moore.
Sam Moore, and he was formerly with Sam and Dave, right?
Yeah, man, he's one of the greatest singers in soul music ever.
I know, man. You really brought the God. You brought out some phenomenal dudes for the Great American Soul Book. Of course, that was the album that came out prior to the Tower of Power 40-year anniversary. And, of course, that was on the Billboard charts for 19 weeks, debuting at number 3 on the jazz charts. But, the CD and the DVD, everybody's digging it. Ben Fong Torres has got his copy. I at least was putting his mailbox, and so I hope he's got his copy. Everybody's happy with it, man. Was that a labor of love, or was that just a whole lot of work?
No, it was a labor of love, to be sure. I mean, it was a lot of work, but, as I'm doing it, I'm realizing, just how great it's really going to be, And by the time we got around to finishing it up, I knew it was going to be something, So I'm very proud of it, and we're getting a lot of response from it. So, they're sort of confirming my belief in the project.
Now, one of my sponsors, Mike Carroll, went out and bought his copy. I think he bought it on eBay. I think he bought his copy on eBay, he told me the other day. But he loves it, and he was at the show on the 15th down there in San Mateo, and he dug it as well. A lot of people are telling me that Tower of Power is sort of like setting the example now as far as horn bands are concerned. I try to tell people, well, they've been setting the example for 40 years. Where have you been? But, you guys have built up such a reputation for these kick-ass shows that you guys come out, you deliver every night, Emilio. How do you deliver every night? Because, Emilio, I do shows twice a week, and I've been doing them for 26 years, not quite as long as you have, okay? But I do shows twice a week. You perform more often than that. I have off nights, off days. Like Thursday night, I thought I sucked. I didn't entertain myself at all. And if I don't entertain myself, I feel like I'm not entertaining the listeners out there. How do you get by and just stay on those high notes all the time?
Pedro, if you do it long enough, even your off nights, people will come and praise you. It always amazes me. I come off a night where, to me, we weren't even close to firing in all 10 cylinders, And people are coming up and going, that's the best I ever heard you. Just amazing, And it's like, you get so good at your craft that, you eventually just, even when you're not firing correctly, you know how to polish them turrets and make it come out right, We just, we've been doing it a long time. We know what it is we do. We know how it is that we do it, and we just try to stay true to that. But like everybody and like everything, you have good nights and you have bad nights. We've been fortunate. We've got a nice string of good ones lately.
Man, don't I know about the bad nights. Those are the ones I remember, though, Emilio. Do you remember those? I mean, those stick in my mind. If I have a bad show And then Thursday night, I gave myself like about a C, C plus, C minus. And that's not where I want to be as far as grading myself is concerned, because I'm very tough on myself. But I was bothered by it. And, you know, coming in this morning, I was very quiet in the car on the way in because I was thinking and concentrating this and that. But does that bother you when you have an off night, or you just roll with it?
Well, I don't dwell on it, but, you know, certainly, you know, it don't ever feel good when, I mean, you know, the thing with music is that, you know, if you're doing it right, it's not work, you know, it's fun. And so when you have an off night, that's when it becomes work, you know, and, you know, I'm a lazy person, man. I don't like to work. I want to just have fun, you know.
Yeah, right. I've been watching you for 43 years. You're the quarterback of the band there, the Joe Montana of the band, directing the band around, calling an audible every now and then with a new song, or bringing in this tune or bringing in that tune. You and Doc have been together, what, 40? When did you meet Doc, 68?
Yeah, 68, August 13th. So this August, it'll be 43 years.
Man, that's a lot of history in the band, folks. Of course, you can check everything out at towerofpower.com. That's towerofpower.com. And that's where you can purchase the Great American Soul Book, and, of course, their latest CD/DVD, so you get to see the video and the audio, plus some interviews with some past Tower of Power greats. I'm talking about the man that's the musical director for Saturday Night Live, the great Lenny Pickett, one of the greatest sax players of all time, tenor sax players of all time, folks. I mean, LP was amazing. And the Lenny Pickett dance. Everybody that's mentioned Tower of Power to me used to go back in the day. They say, remember when Lenny Pickett used to dance like that? Yeah, you know, some people, there's certain things you just don't forget. Lenny Pickett's dance is one thing you never, ever forget. When you've seen it once, you'll never forget it.
That's true.
Anyway, man, so hey, you were in Japan. I got about a minute and a half left. You were in Japan when the earthquake hit. How long before you got out of there?
Well, they canceled the show that night, obviously, because all of the transit was stopped, you know, and people were stranded in the town, and so there was no shows that night. But the next night, we played two shows, and the following night, another two shows, and, you know, they needed it. You know, they were very grateful that we played, and they were shook up really bad. You know, they're used to earthquakes over there, but nothing like that, you know. Mm-hmm. And then, so the following Monday, it happened on a Friday, the following Monday we flew out, and I'll tell you, there was a really bad aftershock right before we got on the plane. And I was just thinking, man, just get me on this plane and get me in the air. You know, God was watching over us. We were very grateful.
All right. Tonight, Tower of Power is in Stockton, California, June 18th, folks. June 22nd, Petaluma, California, June 25th. In Pleasanton, California, Alameda County Fair, before heading off to Europe for France and Spain and the Netherlands and Italy. And Emilio, I love you, man. I thank you for everything, and I wish you a very, very good weekend and have a good trip to Europe.
God bless you, Pedro. Thanks a lot.
Man, the godfather of Tower of Power, folks, Mr. Emilio Castillo. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Not just a flag.
If you are in any trouble with the IRS, this message is for you. If the IRS is garnishing your wages, sending threatening letters, placed liens on your personal property, you still have rights. Ameristar Tax Centers wants to give you free information and a free consultation to show you how to save the maximum amount of money. Our expert team of tax professionals goes to work right away to negotiate the lowest payment possible. We'll represent you before the IRS or state taxing authority. Our results speak for themselves. So call us today for a free, no obligation, one-on-one consultation.
Be careful. The IRS can coerce you into paying more than you actually owe.
Ameristar is a certified member of the Tax Freedom Institute. We know your rights. We know how to get you maximum relief.
So call for free information now.
800-583-1974. 800-583-1974. Help is here. Call 800-583-1974. Homeowners, did you know a burglar could break into your home and get away in just 5 minutes? A locked door may not be enough to keep a thief out of your home. Think about what you can lose, and then think about this. Now you can get a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Pick up your phone now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer. At 1-800-945-4637, you'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. So call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-800-945-4637. $99 installation charge. 36-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 a month. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and Protect Your Home license numbers. Call now. 1-800-945-4637. That's 1-800-945-4637.
Want a new computer or laptop, but your credit is holding you back? No problem. Tronix Country says you're approved. Guaranteed. Listen closely. Be one of the first 50 callers and get a free LCD TV and free color printer with your paid purchase. Call 1-800-717-5719. We're talking about you getting a brand new name brand computer like a Dell, HP, or Acer. There's no credit check and your approval is guaranteed. If you're 21 years or older, have an active bank account, and can afford low weekly payments, you're already approved for a brand new name brand computer. Guaranteed. We'll even report your payments so you can start to turn your credit around. Be one of the first 50 callers right now to lock in your free color printer and free LCD TV. Call 1-800-717-5719. Again, 800-717-5719. That's 800-717-5719.
If you are in the San Diego or San Francisco area and need a mover, Route 66 Moving and Storage. That's Route66Moving.com. Route66Moving.com, folks. They moved my antique pinball machines a few months ago, and they did an excellent job. They wrapped them in blankets. It was bubble wrap. These things are like 60 years old. They're priceless. You can't get them replaced even if you try to. So this is the guy, my man Nick. You want to call on his toll-free line, 877-666-9668 or 877-66-MY-MOVE. That's right. Route 66 Moving and Storage, a proud sponsor of Ring Talk Live worldwide. Once again, 1-877-666-9668. If you're moving around the Bay Area, if you're moving to L.A., if you're moving to San Diego, this is the guy to call. Nick, 1-877-666-9668. Now we take it to the Ring Talk phone lines and bring in one of my longtime listeners. And, of course, big-time Bill. And Bill wants to talk about, of course, Sugar Ray Leonard's big book. What's up, Big? What's up, Bill?
Yeah, do you think he's trying to purge his soul, or do you think this is a money grab?
Well, here's what's up. He's trying to say that he was allegedly sexually assaulted by one of the coaches at this 1976 Olympic team. Evidently, the guy reached into his pants and pulled out his appendage and kissed it or something like that, something to that effect. And that Ray got out of the car and ran away, and that's what Ray put in his book. But Ray had never discussed this with anybody over the years, and it was a bit of a shock and a surprise. I thought he just put a little sex into the book in order to sell it. That's about it.
Okay.
All right, Bill, I got to run. I love you, though. I miss you, man.
All right.
I talk to you soon. Say hi to your wife. You tune to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. That about wraps things up, folks. This is the Insider's Look into the World of Boxing and MMA. And don't forget, tonight I'll be at Ricky Sports Theater. That's on Hesperian Boulevard, a block and a half off East 14th Street in San Leandro, California. Give them a call. Come on by, 510-317-0200. Or just look them up on the web, rickys.com. We're showing the HBO fights and the Strikeforce fights. Until then, thanks to my executive producer, the great Scott Cuddy. Don't forget to visit one or all of our fine local advertisers the next time you're in the San Francisco Bay Area. That's right. Go to ringtalk.com to find out more about all of them. And hey, if you have a business and you like to advertise on Ring Talk in your town, send me an email, ringtalk@yahoo.com.